Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Strong bones make healthy people. This may sound simple, but for the millions of people in the United States who are debilitated by diseases such as osteoporosis, strong bones are nothing that should be taken for granted. At UPMC, doctors are researching novel treatments, studying new populations, and using innovative diagnostic tools to help patients diagnosed with osteoporosis lead fuller, more active lives.
Osteoporosis is a problem where the bones become brittle and thin. They become so brittle that it becomes easy for them to fracture or break, particularly when someone falls. Osteoporosis is considered a silent disease. Many people may have low bone mass, and even some may have fractures and not know it.
Osteoporosis is underdiagnosed and undertreated for a number of reasons. Bone densitometry is not often covered in postmenopausal women until they reach the age of 65, and for many, many women, that point is too late. UPMC is studying a novel agent called parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP, as a new anabolic agent for the treatment of osteoporosis. Our preliminary studies with PTHRP indicate that it is a pure anabolic agent, that the doses that we've used so far have only turned on bone formation and no resorption. And we're hoping that this will result in an agent that is more potent with fewer side effects. UPMC is really leading the way, particularly in studying bone physiology in young African Americans, as well as with our plans to test PTHRP in postmenopausal African American women. African American women do not tend to get osteoporosis at the same rate as Caucasian, but when they do develop osteoporosis, they tend to have a greater number of fractures and have a worse outcome. So we're doing studies to try and understand the differences in bone turnover and their response to metabolic bone hormones, as well as to try and determine whether they will respond to the anabolic agents when they do have osteoporosis in the same way the Caucasian population has.
So osteoporosis is not just for women anymore. It turns out to be a disease that men also get, about 1 out of 4 men. And men that are particularly prone to get osteoporosis are men with prostate cancer on androgen deprivation therapy. Those men have 1 to 2 times the risk of a fracture as men who have prostate cancer and are not on androgen deprivation therapy. There are two novel things that we are doing. One is a mobile unit where we're able to bring the technology out to the community. So we have a van that has the conventional dual X-ray absorbiometry where we measure bone density, but rather than have a frail older patient come in to a hospital or clinic, we bring the facility out to them. So they're able to get an accurate, appropriate, really state-of-the-art assessment of their bone mass. In addition to looking at the bone mass, which gives us a quantity of bone, we're able now to look at the quality of bone, and we can do that with some high-resolution MRI imaging. And for the first time with this imaging, we can actually visualize it rather than having to take a biopsy. Osteoporosis is a problem that is common, morbid, and costly, but the good news is it's easy to diagnose, it's easy to prevent, and it's easy to treat. We just have to put it on our radar screen and begin to do it.
Endocrinologists at UPMC are working to improve the lives of patients with osteoporosis and other bone diseases. Through these innovative approaches, it is their hope that the debilitating effects that come with weakened bones can be greatly diminished.